Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We'll be prepared because this contains strong language, possible adult situations, and much more merriment. We will be back after a short tune.
If you really want more, scream it on the floor. Leave it on the floor. Bring out the fire and light it up. Stick it up higher. Gotta put the fool in the game. Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming on more.
Okay, we are back. I apologize to everybody. We have no idea what was going on there. We've had it happen actually to us once before. So let me see if I can play it again. If it happens again, then we'll just forget the song.
If you really want more, scream it on the floor. Is it on the floor? Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming on more and more. Cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Okay.
Okay, we are back. So welcome to another Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I apologize for not being around lately, but to be quite frank with you all, you bore me. I'm too great for this. No, I'm just joking. I was actually doing other things that was keeping me away from being able to do it at the time. And also was in a place where it's really bizarre. They've got really great internet service, yet could not for the life of me be able to get, you know, connected through. So anyway, let's see what's going on in the world of the quarantine life. Well, we're back to a point now where here in Milwaukee County, face masks have been mandated that everybody has to wear them. And the snowflakes, and these are the people who claim that they're tough and all this lot, you know, and wanting to make America great and shit again, are all up in arms because they've now got to wear face masks to go to certain stores and such like. I honestly, my thoughts are about it are that, you know, if you've got to wear a mask for however long it takes you at the grocery store and that lot, then so be it. You know, it's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do. Just get it done. Yeah, they're uncomfortable. They're hot and sweaty. But now you know what it's like wearing a bra. We have the same feeling taking our bra off at the end of the day. You know, it's like, thank God it's off. I ain't lying. It is the truth. But yeah, people are like really up in arms over it because they're saying it's a violation of their rights and this is one way that the government is controlling us all and all this lot. On top of that, a lot of grocery stores and stuff are now saying, okay, we want you to wear masks when coming into our stores. And that's prompted a lot of people in the conspiracy theory line saying, well, why did we have to wear them before? Actually, yes, you did. It's just that, you know, they've been a bit more forceful in regards to it and everything now. There are a lot of people who have completely disregarded some of the notifications in regards to safe, I don't want to say shopping, but it's to do with shopping and being out in public and all of that lot. And one of those is somebody who we have dealt with many times in the past, Mr. Frankie DeFalco. He actually went back to hosting his wrestling shows and claimed that everybody there was wearing masks and all this lot. There's video footage and photo evidence that that is not the case. And the mayor of Waukesha is actually pretty disgusted, you know, with them in regards to it. And, you know, he's well within his rights to be disgusted by it. You know, we're trying to get things back to a point where, you know, masks aren't going to be needed, but also so that this virus slows down in regards to the amount of people who have it, who are getting it, and the survival rate. I actually got into an argument with somebody just recently in regards to it because they're saying, well, it's just the same as like having the flu and, you know, people survive the flu all the time. And somebody said to her, well, how many of your kids and your grandkids are you willing to sacrifice? Well, that's not what I'm saying. That's not the point. Yeah, it is the point. How many of your family are you willing to sacrifice in regards to, you know, in regards to this virus? And she said, well, only 2% of the population die from it. And we're like, okay, get rid of 2% of your family. Which 2% do you have no problem if they die? Well, you're just being cruel. No, we're not. We're stating a fact. Which 2% are you willing to lose? And she got all huppity over it. And that is exactly what the case is that we're not saying that the survival rate of it isn't bad because 2% survival, you know, losing only 2% of people who come down with it is actually quite a good percentage as it goes. But if you can do whatever you can to make that lower, shouldn't you? You know, and it actually makes me giggle in the sense that this same person is the one who actually bought face masks from me and then told me that they were for somebody else but wanted me to send them to her house just in case her friend who they were going to didn't get them. And it was right then as well that it's like, okay, we got some crazy bullshit going on here. And in the end, it's going to come down to a point of people are going to have to conform or just stop. I don't agree with the having to wear face masks outside. That bit I don't agree with. And people should be able to, you know, go outside, do their thing, that type of deal. And if you're going into a park area or something like that, you know, you should be able to not have to wear masks and just conform with the staying 6 feet apart from someone. But when it comes to the grocery stores and the hardware stores and the such like, you know, you're in closer proximity to people. And you really should start thinking about others. It's not all about you. And to me, it just shows a sheer sense of selfishness that some people have in their attitude. You know, sadly, people I give a shit about have been affected by this. Mike lost his own grandma to COVID. You know, and basically those people who are refusing to wear masks and stuff, to me, are basically saying, fuck you and your grandma.
Yeah, COVID.
Which one?
Wayne and Nikki.
Really? Wow.
Well, Wayne recovered.
Right.
I didn't hear much about my other cousin.
But, I mean, it really is. It's a, you know, a horrible illness to get, and you know, people keep saying, well, it's only those who are sick who are dying, like who had pre-existing conditions. Are their lives not worth as much because they had a pre-existing condition? I'm just curious because that's what you tell me when you make statements like that. Like, because Mike's grandma was a diabetic, that makes her life less worthy. You know, Robert's uncle died of it because he was an older gentleman in his 70s. That makes it, you know, okay for him to go because he was old. I agree that there are a lot of things that have been done during this epidemic that really could have been done in a different way. There really were. One, having somebody who runs the country who actually listens to the scientific community instead of thinking everything's so just somebody that goes against him and all this lot. This is where the guy's a real dipshit. COVID-19 is named COVID-19 because 19 was the year it was first discovered.
Oh, really?
Yes. Trump and his dipshit ways said, well, there's COVID 1 through 18 and we survived all of them.
He said that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. What a moron.
And it's like, dude, really? You know, just no, you know, and but he really should have listened to the scientists who came out and said, this is what you need to do. Italy shut down its entire country, as everybody saw. They shut down everything. And it started to work. It really did. Canada has kept its borders closed. Nobody from England, nobody from the US can go to Canada right now without being put in quarantine for 2 weeks. There are certain states who are doing the same thing, that if you fly to their state and you come from one of the states that has a high percentage of COVID rates, they are putting you in quarantine. Wisconsin's on that list of states that if you come from and you go visit somewhere else, like New York, they'll put you in quarantine. So to me, it's a case of, is all of that really worth it when you could wear a mask?
Jeremy went to Florida.
Huh? Jeremy did?
Yeah, he went to Florida.
When did he go to Florida?
Late last week.
Florida's another one of the hotspots for COVID. But you know what? That's on them. That's their health that they deal with. I am not going to put my health or my family's health at risk or anybody I give a shit about. Because, you know, your life's worth more than that to me. And it's sad that, you know, people just don't see that. You know, we had to sit there and listen to Mike as he screamed because his grandma died.
Right.
But for some people, that's okay. You know, it's okay for that to go through and everything. And it really isn't. To me, it's absolute bullshit for the selfishness. But anywho, we're going to play another song. I'm going to find one. And we are going to come back and talk about some other things, including Mr. Nick Cannon.
She keeps him always shunned on in a pretty cabinet. Mystery cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
Thank you.
Michael Jackson back in this world, seriously. No. When you think about it, since a lot of the greatest rock stars in the history of rock and music died, the world's gone to hell in a handbasket, and we are left with the likes of Nick Cannon. Now, we do like his show, Wild and Out. And that's our Tuesday night viewing. We have a good giggle. Last night switched over. There's a new episode. Nope, we're confronted with Will Smith and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which we'll get. No, we're going to go on to that in a bit. Don't even come up with the entanglement bit yet. We'll get to that. And we're like, okay, what the hell's going on here? You know, isn't that supposed to be on? Double check. Yeah, it was. Why wasn't it on? Okay, didn't think anything of it. And then this morning, I saw an article that said Mr. Nick Cannon had gone on a cast where he had spouted off about white people being savages, the closest things to animals that we're jealous of, the melanin in black people's skin, and that's what makes us savages. Well, people consider me white, so just go with the flow for now. So it went on basically like that, and he went on going on about, you know, how he's the king and all. I mean, it was just some bullshit, basically. And it turns out that Viacom, who owns pretty much every TV network almost in history, it seems, right now, fired him because of that and canceled all of his shows. So they weren't showing any of his new episodes of his shows because of this. Well, he published an apology. The apology to me wasn't really an apology. It was a poor me, you know, spiel. You know, I'm the poor man. You know, this is what they do to black men. They're trying to keep me, you know, locked down, that type of thing. And in all honesty, yes, he, you know, has done a lot in regards to TV. I'll give him that. He has done an extreme amount of stuff for TV and all this lot. But he hasn't been relevant since he shot his load into Mariah, made those babies. Let's be perfectly honest about it. He is a shitty musician. And this just to me proves what a shitty human being he is. And then he's comparing himself, saying that him and white Jews and, you know, are the best and all of this lot. And his tirade made him sound really anti-Semitic, which basically means very against everybody who doesn't follow his line of thinking. So what are your thoughts in regards to him being fired and what he had to say? And you're speaking as a black man, because those of you who don't know, AJ is a big chocolatey, delicious muffin of a black man. And Mike is that delicious caramel topping that you pour on top of ice cream. Just say. So, okay, you have set your say on it.
I was thinking that kind of if people just said something like, it was like some white people are savages, like they can say like some black people are savages, or whatever the case may be. If people would have said it like that, I think it would have been okay, but especially with stuff that he said about the Jews, I did see the video of him talking about white people. I didn't hear anything about the Jews. But
well, the Jew part of it came in his apology, saying how he's met some nice Jews in his life and that type of thing. To say that he's the original Jew, which, in all honesty, those who are black, that is probably, in all honesty, is the original, should be considered the original Jewish color. Because, you know, the Jewish religion, a lot of it emanated from the Middle East, from parts of Africa. So, yeah. But anyhow, carry on, sorry.
I just think that, that's the thing. I have a friend that's Jewish. And the thing is like, saying something like that, but like I said, I can understand your point, but it's like, if he's not in that religion or as in form or whatever, then why is he saying that?
Right. And you can't just proclaim yourself Jewish.
Right.
There's a whole procedure that you have to go through as a human being if you wish to change to the Jewish religion. And you're only considered Jewish by birth if you're Jewish on your mother's side of the family.
Just ridiculous that he went to that route, and I can understand some people are angry because of what's going on today with Zoom's hit wise got in the office. It seems like his supporters make it okay to be racist.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I understand why he's pissed off.
Right.
I really do, but I think his words and everything to me show that how very uneducated he is.
Right. It just, he should have like worded better, or at least would have slowed down and take the time and
right.
think before you say something like that.
Now, rumor has it that P. Diddy and Oprah have both offered him positions within their companies. Personally, if it was me, I would be going to work with P. Diddy, and I will tell you why. Oprah Winfrey is well, was, I don't know if she still is, but probably, very good friends with the Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein, who has gone to jail for rape and sexual abuse of a lot of A-list Hollywood actresses. Not once in the time that, you know, it came to light what this man had done, has Oprah Winfrey come out and spoken out against it. She still refers to him as a good man. Now, any man who abuses a woman because they're in a position of power is not a good man. And I think it's a mistake for them to deal with her in any way. My other issue is in regards to her, that it's only because of pressure from the media and from the public that she came out and did this whole round table thing that she did with some of her female friends. And then has the nerve to say, well, and as a one of the lead activists in the country when it comes to black rights, you ain't said shit. You ain't, if you were a leader in what's regarded as the black community when it comes to activism and human rights, you would have said something the minute that George Floyd was murdered.
Or like some other black people.
Yeah. She ain't said shit. She seriously has not said shit. She continues to not say shit. Her own network isn't because of anything to do with wanting to have a black TV and everything. It's because she wanted to stipulate who goes on and, you know, run her own agenda. Simple as that. Because up until the TV, certain, if you look at all the shows that are on there, they're all produced by Oprah Winfrey or written by Oprah Winfrey or Oprah Winfrey's company. Yeah. So that sort of should tell you where it is. Whereas I think P. Diddy, being a musician who's tapped into, I'm not a fan of him either, but that's because I think he's just arrogant. But I think, you know, going along the lines of similarities and stuff, to me, the best thing would be for Nick Cannon to go with a company run by another musician, such as P. Diddy. P. Diddy knows what it's like to be in that position, to be a black man and dealing with those, you know what I mean, those struggles and stuff. Whereas Oprah, yes, she knows what it's like to struggle being a minority, but she hasn't faced the challenges that a black man has had to. But that's just my thoughts on that.
Oh, I understand. So you just think he's better off with Diddy than...
I really do. I really do.
Maybe his rap career will be back up.
Oh, God, don't even threaten us with it. But what are your thoughts on regards to what you, you know, the whole climate with change? Have you seen... Do you think it's going to make any difference in the African-American community, the various protests and stuff that are going on, or what are your thoughts?
Oh, it's good that people, like, keep on protesting until there's change made.
Right.
So that's a good thing. So there are people that just protest, then you got the looters and all that stuff, but... You just got people that really like doing peaceful protests and still change is coming. And I don't know why, like, the government or anybody else ain't seeing this and saying something about what they're...
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with they're scared, to be honest with you.
I think the government has always been scared.
Because nothing's more scary, if you think about it, from that standpoint, than having the people who you are trying to oppress for all those years stand up and start fighting for their rights.
Right. Well, you already know, like, the Republican Party is scared of Trump. And, like, the But then again, you guys ordered that blew him in, and half of the, well, I'll say most of the Republican Party didn't want that to happen, but it did. But they on the team like, I'm going to still support him because he's a Republican.
No, you need to see, and that's the thing. That's where I think people are wrong. You need to come out and say, look, I am a Republican, but I do not support his rhetoric.
Right.
I do not support what this man stands for.
Most of us don't, but
there's so many people, sadly, who do.
Right. Which is just sad on his own, but so hopefully in November he'll lose. That's what we're praying for.
I mean, it's sad that I'm wishing that Kanye West would make it into office. I mean, that's how bad it is, you know?
Right. But,
Oh, you know Ray J's going to go crazy if Kanye West does make it with Kim Kardashian in, like, the White House. He's going to release that sex tape again. Me and the First Lady, it will be called.
Like more tapes or something like that.
Oh, I don't even know, but it'll be fucking hilarious. But anyway, we're going to play another song and then we're going to come back and then I'll start again. We're going to play another song, then we're going to come back and the last 20 minutes we shall talk about what's going on sports wise.
I thought we were great. looks like it.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to
look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit, but I still talk that cash, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the picture they gladdest, and I know they love it, so they hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Okay, we are back. So, sports starts at the end of this month.
Well, baseball starts next Friday, and NBA starts
the following Friday.
Thursday, the following Thursday. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, I should say. And I guess they thrown in, NBA has thrown in a couple of pickup games, whereas whoever wins or loses is not going to count.
I think that's just to make people happy that there's some sports finally going on.
Yep. And they're going to have football going on. In.
Yeah. Tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah. Well, the NBA added 3 more games by pickup games before the 30th. I guess for them to try to, it's kind of like a little bit of a preseason for them. Huh? Oh. Yeah, they already promoted NBA 2K21. Yep, and there's 3 people that's going to be on the cover this year. For the Legends Edition is Kobe Bryant, which I can understand why. Right. So he's on the Legend Edition cover. For 4 and Xbox One, Damian Lillard is going to be on that cover. And for the new systems that's coming out, PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series, Zion Williamson is going to be on that cover. So, yeah, 3 different covers this year. Because normally you'll have your Legends Edition and, of course, the original cover.
You know,
he kept
trying,
but yeah, he just wanted to.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't that. Yeah, it was 2020
was like damn near $70 to $80
just for that game alone, and
that was
for PS2. Yeah, I think so.
2024 NBA.
And it seemed like they stopped with the MLB 2K games. Oh, it was? Oh, I ain't seen no 2K one, but I seen like other ones like.
I'm sorry, it was the show.
Yeah, MLB the show.
It was like 70 or 80 bucks for that damn game.
Right, and. They did, but it seems like they stopped because I haven't seen any of them ever since.
Yeah,
people be buying, but. It's just like the same thing with like NBA Live. Like they stopped at, they brung it back at let's see, they brung it back at what was it, 14, just for that one. And that was when the PS4 and Xbox One came out for a bit. Then, oh yeah, look at this. We're gonna talk about that in a minute, but triplets back to back to back. Well, they did, but I should think that they should do what Mortal Kombat did, make an extension on it and just add like more people. I think they should if they're not going to release another game this year.
And it looks like how they said, a lot of other people said, like, they rushed it. Like, they were trying to get it out.
And see, the in an extension pack to it that perhaps clears up the glitches, that enhances certain features, that adds certain characters to it. Perhaps you can unlock all the ones that you have to fucking gameplay through with. You know what I mean?
Right. Trying to only do it when they were in Vegas. Should have added. It made hell of a sale, not fun anymore.
the lighter matches are damn hard to do now. They just, any of the good matches, they still got left. They made it too hard to do except for basic match matches. Any matches you can do a pinfall in, that's pretty much that stuff is critical. But when you got a match like a submission match, they made it to the point to where not where you mash the buttons to make your opponent submit, but to follow a wheel. It's like, most of the time, you don't know if you're winning or losing in that aspect. Ladder matches. I played one ladder match on the 2K20. Never played it again. Because once again, you make it too damn hard for no reason. You can't even have fun in the Hell in a Cell match anymore because you guys do X, Y, Z just to break the damn cell open. Like, really? Back in the day, you could swing your opponent into it, you come around there with a full-on blow, or you have to lean up against the cell and you just do a strong grapple and they'll get thrown through.
These things that when they do, when they make all these changes, they're doing it because they think that people want it to be fancier and more technical, instead of realizing that they would get a lot more gameplay and a lot more buyers if they kept it, like Mike said, simple, where you can go through it. Because let's be honest, you guys have been playing that video game since what? Nintendo came out? About the same for you,
Phil? About 30 years.
Yeah.
It's about a good 30 years. Aaron, you've seen the evolution when it comes to video games, the gaming systems, the graphics, far from being console to online gaming and all that type of stuff. And don't you agree that most people quit on games when shit's too complicated?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's, to me, where I think a lot of these game designers and stuff are forgetting that you're going to get more people playing, more people wanting to buy the games, buy the expansion packs and all that lot, if you can get through, say, the entire game, say, career mode. If you go through a career mode on a game where you're not having to have five people hold the controller to pull off one move because you've got to press 12 buttons at the same time.
That's what NetherRealm was smart at. When they screwed up one time, they took a scratch to the face. Because remember, me and AJ, people probably too, remember their original Mortal Kombat. They actually used actual people for the characters.
Yeah.
And it was just the 2D set. This way, that way. This way, that way. There was no running around in a circle. There was no, like 3D environment where you could run around in. They took all that away because when Mortal Kombat 4 came out, that's when they started that whole thing of having a 3D environment, of having the characters now, not real people anymore, but 3D characters. And you can run around with stuff like that. But then Mortal Kombat 9 came out.
Okay, hold on one second. We should carry on talking about this. You can have the rest of the show.
When it downloads.
And everything.
Yeah.
We're going to carry on talking. We've got another 30 minutes.
Right. So as you were saying,
but then Mortal Kombat 9 came out and they took it back old school. 3D characters, 2D sets. Ain't no running around no more. And they added new stuff, new characters, new fatalities, downloadable content to make the crypt more interactive. They took it back to the basics and people loved it, which is why Mortal Kombat is still one of the biggest selling fighting games of all time.
Mortal Kombat 9. But they brought it back for Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, 11.
lot of people have one.
You know, and then we've got the fun ones, don't we, where you've got movie characters on there that we just have gifts
right.
and everything like that. Yeah.
It all started with Fred, which is Mortal Kombat 9. It all started with him. And then Jason showed up, and then RoboCop and Terminator showed up.
But the only thing to me that has been different over the years when it comes to video games like Mortal Kombat is that yes, the graphics have improved. You know, the costumes design have improved. The fatalities, let's be honest, have improved. The friendships are fucking hilarious. But, you know, regardless of that, things like that have improved. You know, we haven't had, you know, stupid stuff going on. And you can play, like, what everybody considers a traditional one-on-one fighting mode on it.
Right.
But you've also got the one, the modes, the other modes that you two have seen you guys do.
Power.
Yeah.
Power of Time, story mode.
Yeah, there's all of that lot that you guys have got going on as well. And I think that's what people enjoy is that they can go on there and play it as if it was, you know what I mean, the first beginning.
Right.
The game they remember.
It was Valentine's Day or Father's Day where I did all that crazy stuff over there where I had to do all those challenges in that one tower.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But, and this is the other thing.
It was also around Easter when we was playing
that
it, too.
Easter.
Yeah, because didn't I get it for you for Easter?
You got for me for my birthday.
Yeah, but I gave it to you ahead of time, didn't I, when it came in?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, that was one more time at 10 when I did that. I never did that. Oh, which one was it? I forgot. I can't remember which one it was, but I know it was these. That was 11.
Yeah, that was 11. That was 11.
But either way, the way I look at it is that, you know, and the other one, the one that he completed that one night, Spider-Man.
He finished that. I was watching him do it.
Yeah. And you came into the bedroom and woke me up and you're like,
did you have a Power Rangers battle as a crit?
No, it wasn't. It was Spider-Man you told, woke me up and told me that he completed.
That was, you weren't even here when you finished Spider-Man, because the TV was still up here. I was watching him do it when you went against Doc Ock for the last person.
Yeah, I was here. Thank you.
She was here. She was here.
You guys woke me up when he came into bed that night. Afterwards, I said, did you finish Spider-Man? Mike said you did, and he went, yep. But totally nonchalant about it.
Yeah, I remember that, when he defeated Doc Ock. And then the best thing I've seen AJ do thus far was on 2020 at WWE, where he did the whole graveyard match. He was acting a fool.
Yeah, finally got the Fiend Bray Wyatt out of that.
Oh, man. What was another one? Where he did Battle of the Grizz Power Rangers. Took him forever to beat
him. It was funny though watching the pair of you play certain video games, because you can tell when you both are getting annoyed with it, because you'll pass it back and forth to each other.
Well, especially some of the parts while I was playing, like Power Rangers, like that. The final level is like they give Lil Dragon all these good moves and stuff like that, but give like the Green Ranger not that many good moves.
That's why I let him do more combat that one night. I started off, but then I was like, yeah, you go ahead. And he finished both of them. I didn't even see, I saw some of the second half of him staying up that one night and finished the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. And like, because I like that last part. They're like, yeah, give you a choice. You want to play with Shane Song or Liu Kang. So I just thought I just did right and just chose Liu Kang.
Okay, which character do you think they need to bring back in Mortal Kombat? That you haven't seen yet.
Striker.
Let me rephrase that. That you have seen in previous games, but it's been a while since.
They need to bring more of the bosses back and make it available for play like they did on Mortal Kombat Trilogy for PlayStation. And the bosses I'm talking about are Goro, Kintaro, and Montaro. The only time you ever got to play with those now was on Mortal Kombat Trilogy PlayStation version. Actually, no, take that back. Mataro returned in Armageddon, but it wasn't a good version of him, though. They chopped his body completely in half. The only remnants of Mataro that was even remotely close to him was the horns that he had and his horse legs. But it was only two legs. It wasn't the horse body like he was known for him in Mortal Kombat 3 and on Trilogy. So that was kind of a bust. But anyway, yeah, I think they should bring back some of the sub-bosses. Because you can play with Shao Kahn now. But
right.
Sub-bosses, there's only one other sub-boss, and that's Shang Tsung. You can play with him, too. But where's the rest of them? You see how many, hell, you saw it in the storyline. How many references they make to Kataro, to Goro, to Montaro? You see him in the storyline, yet you don't get to play with him at all.
Oh, this must be Where Are They Now episode. But Goro, of course, you can play on Mortal Kombat X.
Kataro's
gone.
You don't see them anymore. And of course, last time you see Kataro is on Mortal Kombat 9, but you don't get to play with him. He's a sub-box. Him or Goro.
Let's see, and like I mentioned with Goro with 10, and of course, Shao Kahn, you can play with them on 11. Yeah, but I like that they run like the movie characters as she mentioned earlier, although it did start on 9, but I liked it that they did do that. Makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Just let's be honest, there have been times where you sit around and you're like, oh, can you imagine if Freddy Krueger was on Mortal Kombat with his knives and stuff, and you know, but you do, don't you? And then it was like, what about Terminator? Terminator kick everybody's ass. I mean, that's how you were growing up, and it's like now the creators and the designers are like, this is human Terminator. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like another person I wanted to see on there is Loose Tracker. Any on the games except for 3?
Trilogy,
you got 9.
I think 9 was
a five.
His X-ray
mode is
funny as hell,
though. Okay, now, let's just put it this way. What movie character would you like to see in Mortal Kombat who hasn't been there yet?
Pitbird. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Nothing left. You got the count do a finishing move, zapping people like one, two.
You know you would love it too.
Why did I even want to ask you to a serious
question? Nothing else. Fatality.
But all in seriousness. Let's see.
I was about to say bomb. I was like,
"Fuck, yeah, he's already on there." Maybe like other heroes, like a Marvel character, or well, oh yeah, that's right. They do with DC. I'm sorry. Maybe more DC characters. Like,
well, they've done that already, but if they would do that, they would have to reshoot the whole concept again because I think the person should do a Mortal Kombat versus DC again, but make it more like how Mortal Kombat is now. Because of the fact that the reason why they toned it down for the last hurrah is like that way more people could buy it. So it's like rated PG-13, they took all the blood and crap out of it. But Mortal Kombat is known for its blood, gore, and violence.
Right.
So I think they should just revamp the whole Mortal Kombat versus DC storyline and make it how it is now. Because look how bad that Injustice is. Good game. Mortal Kombat also is. Mortal Kombat also is. Put them back together again. But this time, make it for a more mature audience.
Okay, what horror movie character would you like to see in?
Ghostface.
You don't have a horror movie character in 11, do they? Terminator, RoboCop. Come on.
No, they ain't got any on 11. Right. Yeah, Ghostface would be good.
Hillary.
Yeah.
Candyman.
Oh.
I was wondering what this thing got. Oh, no, I already know what this thing would be. I ain't saying shit. Like, I already know what it would be. He's the only horror movie character in history that got justifiable cause. Like,
yeah, no, we've been through that. Yes, he does.
He's the only one that's justified on why he's doing what he did.
Yes.
And no other horror movie, hey, no other horror movie character got a reach. Well, Freddy kind of does. Jason kind of got justified too because he drowned to death and nobody gave a damn. But what about Pennywise? Got no reason. No reason.
Yeah.
Chucky really ain't got a reason. It's just that the soul that the guy, that it's just that the body or the guy's soul was already tore off anyway. He was already a killer.
Yeah, the one.
No reason to do what he just did.
Yeah, the one that came out recently wasn't even about, like, trading souls. It was just, like, mainly a computer glitch that turned him into... Yeah, that would be a good one, Jigsaw.
What would it be, Todd, if he make you kill yourself?
Yeah.
No, friendship would be, like, riding the bike.
Okay, let's say we put Hellraiser and Ghostface and Jigsaw on a more common game. What would be their friendship?
Okay. Hellraiser, you know, in the movies, he has that box. He hands you the box, and when he presses the button, like a jack in the box pops out.
Okay, go. Well, that goes to
Just only thing I can think of is like what they did with Scary Movie when he was high.
No, he could have been giving out candy because he's a Halloween character.
Yeah.
Or Candyman would do this. It's the whole bee thing. They'll give you a jar of honey with his face on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be something.
If I didn't bring back the friendship on Ken, I would have loved to see what Leatherface and Jason would have done for friendship. Or Freddy done for friendship. He's only on 9, though. It ain't the right Freddy, but it's still Freddy nonetheless.
But they probably ain't gonna have like more come at 12 until like either next year or the year after.
They're thinking about this being the last one. Why do you think they added so much stuff to this?
I think it being the last one.
Why do you think they've done Aftermath and all these new skins and the new characters? They have never done this much for one more time, Megan.
Because of COVID.
11, hell, 10 itself gave you new skins, new characters. You're 11? Shit, another half of the storyline. The friendship mode, the new characters, the new skins. They have done more for 11 of Mortal Kombat than any other Mortal Kombat they did.
Right, but a lot of the designers and everything of the computer games said that they were going to do something for those with systems who were stuck in. AJ just
said to the COVID. Yeah, come here. Yeah, about to say, because I know they had to change some games, because like with WWE, do you think they didn't do 2K21? Because of COVID. But they end up coming with...
Oh, they've done a WWE game. No, whatever the heck.
2K Battlegrounds or whatever.
There you go. Redeemed himself from the fuck up of 20.
Well, I wonder who actually going to play that. I know there are some people that will, but.
I know you said you would never get it, but listen to that.
Nah, I wouldn't get it.
That wasn't something you could get in this
month. I like playing for it.
They ain't going to come out till September anyway.
Oh, yeah, that dang shit. They're
Because you know there's season 2 on there, you got to get like the White Ranger and all of that.
What video game that has come out, I would say the last 10 or so years, that both of you have wanted to get, but you never got?
Can't say.
There's some Marvel games that I wish I would have got. Like Ultimate Alliance. Because that was, I think, the last one that came up. Well, they did came out with part three for the Switch, but part two was like for, I think it was PS3, I believe. And plus Marvel Legends, X-Men Legends. That was another one. Not X2 because I have that game for GameCube, which I do like the codes that they do for like different suits.
Yeah, I
got that before you. Hey, we had to do the first
week. For our favorite video game. X-Men vs. Street Fighter is one. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
But
now if you try to get it right now, it's like expensive.
Yeah,
it's, except for if you get it from the library online.
That's sought after. That game really hard to find. First time I ever played it was on arcade.
I used to have it on my 360. Let's see.
Well, I have two of my favorite games in the bedroom, and these are what I'm from work.
And they are.
I said Demon Head, Nine School Wizard Warriors 2. I can't get either one of them to work. I just bought Iron Sword, and I still can't get it to work.
Ooh. Itchy.
Now I gotta take that back. Shinra 2 is another one of my favorite ones, which I have in the bedroom.
Let's see, I like the one I did download for PS4, but although I had to, you know, unload it, but that drag on install, yeah. I don't know, I just, that one, the Dragon Ball Z one, it was just, it was okay, but it just got like a little bit too difficult.
Wait a minute, I just remembered the game that I would like to have, but I do not have again.
What's that?
Punch Out for Wii.
Yeah, you've looked for that a few times when you've been out.
It's on the Wii U that could, for download, just gotta buy it.
How much?
I think it's like $9.99.
That's it?
I think so.
Because
I know
I'm not saying Wii U, but every time I look for online, the disc itself, so you can actually play it whenever, is it's like $10 to $30 or more.
I think the last time I checked, it was $9.99, but it could be more. Who knows?
Because why I played it was one day when they used to have the demos and crap at GameStop. That was the last time I played it. I haven't played it since then.
I've been wanting
to get that game.
Yeah, you looked for it a few times when
we've
been out and stuff. I know that.
Yeah, you would have thought they probably would have had it at Half Price Books or something.
I don't know why that game is so damn hard to find. Mm-hmm. I guess it's everybody who was a Punch Out fan snatched it up when they realized they were making a reboot of the old one.
Probably.
Because Mike Tyson's Punch Out was like the shit back in the day. Even when Mike Tyson lost his endorsement, it was still the shit. All they did was change the character. It went from Mike Tyson to a made up character they called Mr. Dream, but the game was the same concept. And then of course Super Punch Out came out, and that reverted back to how the arcade game was. But everybody was disappointed because everybody was known as the fans of Little Mac. Little Mac is not on part two on Super Punch Out. It's some unknown character that nobody has ever seen. Then when they remade it, they brought back all the characters that people grew up with, like Von Grotsky and Glass Joe and King Hippo and Glass Tiger and Piston Honda, all the people from their original game, and they brought them back. And then on top of that, they brought with Little Mac back. That's when everybody rushed it because they remember Mike Tyson's Punch Out, the one they grew up loving.
What Mike Tyson was on Super Punch Out or something like that?
On Super Punch Out, the two final bosses are two brothers. Nick Bruiser or Rick Bruiser.
Huh, the Bruiser brothers.
There is not a single character on Super Punch Out except for the champion, if you could say. Those are the only characters from the Mike Tyson era that are on the game, which is Ball Bull, Mr. Sandman, Super Macho. That's the three bosses besides the Bruiser brothers. Those are the only three characters from their original Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Because of course Punch Out originally came out for arcade. That's not the one that everybody grew up on. Everybody grew up on Mike Tyson's Punch Out. But yeah, those were the only three that returned on Super Punch Out. And like I said, with this new one when they revamped it, they brought back all the old school characters, including Little Mac.
Alrighty, and on that note, I think we will call it a night.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
Let's go with the
sheet. And we will be back later in the week. AJ has his shows, I got my shows. Together we're doing shows, and we're awesome.
Yep, and there will be another show that will be coming on Thursdays very soon. So it'll be my cousin, and she's going to be talking about, like, different topics as well, so.
We get one, we guarantee this.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting back to hair stitches in town, where they got soul glow, and.
I don't think she's going to talk about that, but I know she wanted to talk about some serious stuff.
Yes, she will. So, catch us coming back to you again soon, and until we speak again,
this,
to you all.
Yep, this Monday I'll be back with WFSO Aftermath. And also watch for me on Twitch as well for WFSO Aftermath.
Until then, have a good evening and a great week.